Two Philadelphia police officers have been suspended and could lose their jobs for allegedly beating a suspect in 2013. The officers face criminal charges, and WHYY's Tom McDonald reports the city has already settled a lawsuit with the beating victim.
Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams says officers Sean McKnight and Kevin Robinson falsified their official report saying Najee Rivera resisted arrest. However, surveillance video shows them knocking Rivera off his scooter and attacking him.
First, one held him against the wall while the other beat him with a baton. Then they held him on the ground and beat him some more. There's no doubt that the blows were connecting because the video also had audio. And you can hear Mr. Rivera, from the time he fell off his scooter, writhing in pain, screaming for help.
Williams says there was so much blood on the ground, another officer thought Rivera had been shot. Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey says the excessive force is unacceptable.
Officers need to be professional at all times, period. If they have to use force to effect an arrest, use only force necessary to effect an arrest. The law allows you to do that. We certainly don't want cops getting hurt, but this isn't an issue of use of force and making an arrest. This was just a misuse of force, period, from beginning to end.
D.A. Williams adds he'll continue to be vigilant to make sure those entrusted to protect the public do not abuse their power.
The same rules should apply to everyone, rich or poor, black or white, or a sworn officer with a badge.
A police brutality suit brought by Najee Rivera has already been settled for $200,000. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.